time of worship in music. I agree with Walton. Worship involves a lot of people, not just music. I'm glad I get to be a part of that too. If you have your outline, look at it, and I promise to finish before 1 o'clock. Because of the focus that we are at in our country and the time of remembering those who served our country and Memorial Day, and those of us who are a little bit older, we used to call this Decoration Day when I was a kid, because we did, on this day, a lot of times churches would have all day singing and dinner on the ground. And we literally would have groups that sing all afternoon or all morning. We have lunch, everybody bringing their stuff, say, a picnic type, and then go back and spend a whole lot of the afternoon. But I remember my mother and my grandmother and others in my family made flowers out of crepe paper. They would put them together and then they would dip them in paraffin so they last longer. And then we would go to the cemetery where our families were. And then we would find ourselves in a time of worship. And it was a wonderful day. So, enough for that. I want to thank God for heroes because of the connection that we are dealing with in our country. So if you've got your outline out, the first thing I want to mention is thank God for American heroes. Thank God for American heroes. Those who have served our country over the years have allowed us to be where we are today. I don't like war. I don't like fighting. But if our men and women had not stood where they stood, we would not be here today. We're here today because of the price many individuals have paid over the years. And I'm grateful for those who have and who are still doing that. In your bulletin is an insert that I'm going to read part of as I think about that. So it talks about those who served us well. It says, just survey our rich heritage and heritage of freedom, our rich history and heritage of freedom. From the Minutemen who are outmanned and outgunned by the British on Lexington Green, and later that day as Concord Bridge, to General Washington and his ill-clad men during the harsh winter at Valley Forge, to the rocket's red glare over Fort McHenry in the War of 1812, to the blood-soaked fields around Gettysburg where brother fought against brother, to the doughboys in the trenches facing sniper fire and mustard gas in World War I, to the scores of sailors who died at Pearl Harbor, to the soldiers who stormed the beaches of Normandy, to the airmen who went on bombing raids over Tokyo, to the Marines who fought on the shores of Iwo Jima, on the frigid hills of Korea, the jungles of Vietnam, the deserts of Iraq, and the rugged mountains of Afghanistan. These patriots secured our liberty at a high price, and I'm grateful for them. I might mention, I had the privilege, this church sent me on our 10th anniversary, we got to go to Hawaii. They paid for us to spend, suffer in Hawaii for a week, but anyway. While we were there, I went to Pearl Harbor, and I went out on the memorial over the ship. It was a very moving time for me to think about those who gave their lives for our country. And you stand over the ship where the grave, which are still the graves of those soldiers. Very sobering moment for Karen and I. I'm glad we got to go. So I'm grateful for those who served throughout the years and have served wonderfully. I'm grateful for that. Today, if you have been served or serve in the military in any way, would you please stand? I want to say thank you to those who are here among us who have been involved in that. Would you? Amen. Thank you. Would you be seated? If you are here today and you've had a close relative, a son, a daughter, mother, father, or someone fairly close to you serve in the country or are serving, would you stand? That's probably a good portion of us. Okay, thank you. Thank you. You can be seated. The reason I say that is you're well aware that not only do those who are in the military endure a lot. But moms and dads and aunts and uncles and friends feel with them. They pay a price as well that may not cost their lives. But I'm grateful for that. So today, I'm saying thank God for those heroes in America. Secondly, I thank God for biblical heroes. If you turned in your Bible to Hebrews chapter 11, there are some things I want to read, and we're going to think about some of those who have stood. And I'm just going to read this because there are a lot of heroes in the Bible, starting all the way through. But let me read this, a reminder of those who serve, who have been involved in Christian in our Christian heritage. You recognize we are here today because of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, all through the years, and those who served in scriptures, and the disciples, and Peter, James, and John, and all those. Let me just read this passage in Hebrews 11, starting verse 32. What more shall I say? For the time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David and Samuel and the prophets, who by faith conquered kingdoms, performed acts of righteousness, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched the power of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, from weakness were made strong, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received back their dead by resurrection, and others were tortured, not accepting their release, so that they might obtain a better resurrection. Others experienced mocking and scourging, yes, also chains and imprisonment. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were tempted, they were put to death with a sword, they went about in sheepskins, in goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, ill-treated. Men of whom the world was not worthy, wandering in deserts and mountains and caves and holes in the ground. And all these, having gained approval through their faith, did not receive what was promised, because God had provided something better for us, so that apart from us, they would not be made perfect. And I think of all those heroes in the Bible who have stood up, and we are here today because of them. I think of Paul. How many think about Paul as one of your Bible heroes? But I think of Peter, James, and John, which I already mentioned. I think of others that served, all the disciples. As far as we know, according to at least tradition, died a cruel death, most of them, because of their faith in Jesus. Since then, there have been other heroes who stood up for Jesus. And so we're grateful for those in the Bible who give us a heritage, and we're grateful for all of those in Scripture. Doesn't it encourage you as you go back and read about Paul, or James, or John, or Moses, or whoever? All those heroes encourage us. Now, when I'm talking about a hero, I'm talking about someone who's worthy of following, someone whose life is a good example. So I thank God for American heroes, and I thank God for biblical heroes. Third, I promise you, we'll be out before one. Thank God for today's heroes. Thank God for today's heroes. Let me read this passage from Hebrews 12. It says, therefore, since we have so great a cloud of witnesses surrounding us, let us lay aside every encumbrance and the sin which so easily entangles us. Let us run with endurance the race that's set before us, fixing our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. It says, since we have a great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, and of course that follows Hebrews 11 with all those individuals who were there. But I want to suggest that we still have a great cloud of witnesses today. The heroes of the faith not only have been in the Bible, but they have been in our lifetime as well. And I'm grateful for those heroes of the faith. When I think about them, I can name a lot, but I was thinking about some of those great heroes that have blessed us in this church. People like Jimmy and Doc Warren. Anybody remember him? Some of you don't know these people, but they were Harry and Maxine Williams, Ed and Flo Brown, who served. Al Hendricks. Some of you don't know Al. Al could hardly see, but he could get a little bit, and he would ride the buses and hand out Bibles as he rode the buses. He gave us one night, some of you still remember, he talked about heaven, and he's one of our heroes. I could thank Clell Richards, and I think I could just go on and on. Those heroes of our day who have allowed us to be here. We're here today because of those who have stood before us have been true to Christ, who have, and they're our heroes. They are people we rejoice in and we celebrate in them. But I want to say thank you, God, for all those heroes. I want to say thank you for this hero. Thank you, Brother Walt. He talked about being, you know, a little intimidated or whatever, but God has used you, brother. And you demonstrated faith and hope and Christ-like spirit in our worship, and I'm glad you're still going to be around. Because if I thought you were leaving, I'd really be in trouble. But I'm grateful for today we recognize that. He's going to continue serving, and I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful Marilyn's going to continue, as well as Shirley. But these are heroes. But let me say something to you. You are a hero for somebody. Because notice what it said. We lay aside the sin, the encumbrance, which gets us tangled up, and you know what those are in your own life. We run with endurance a race set before us, doing what? Fixing our eyes on Jesus. He's the key to it all. And when we commit our heart and soul to Him and we fix our eyes on following Him, that's what Walt's done. He tried to follow Jesus. And I'm glad that you listen, brother. Because that's very, very critical. Some of us want to fudge a little bit. No, you need to listen to God when He says it. He needs to speak. But I'm grateful for those heroes. But what I want to say to you is, have you fixed your eyes on Jesus? Is your focus in life trying to serve the Lord and minister in His name? If so, you are a hero to somebody who's watching you. You are never in isolation. Somebody, somewhere, somehow, you may never know it, are a representative of Jesus to this world, to somebody who's watching. It's been said, and I believe it's true, the only Bible some people read is you sometimes. And they're watching. So we can be heroes to those that come after us. So I want to say thank you, God, for the past heroes and the current heroes and for you who are heroes in the kingdom of God. To remember and to ask God to help you set the example for others who will follow after you. We never know who's going to do that. I don't know who, when we read about Paul, who helped Paul. We don't hear a whole lot about Ananias, who was the one God sent to him, who shared with him and helped him begin the journey. Barnabas, who encouraged the people, the Christians, to accept Paul. You see, those are heroes, too, that are behind all the others. And sometimes they're just a quiet one. So my suggestion is, my desire is, each one of you can be a hero for the kingdom. Jay Kessler, in a book called 10 Mistakes Parents Make, talked about a time who was at a camp in which during the invitation time, a girl came forward who was very distressed. He was asked to counsel her. As he began to talk to her, sat down in the front pew, she began to share her heart through a great deal of tears and distress. She shared that her dad had molested her since she was a kid. And she said that she felt like it was all her fault. And she didn't understand. As he talked to her, he noticed that she had scars on her wrists. He said, "What about the scars?" She said, "Well, I tried to kill myself." Which, if you're familiar, if you look, that there are people who have that trouble. He asked her, "Well, why didn't you?" She said, "Well, there was a youth pastor in our church." And he thought, "Oh, no, another problem." She said, "No, that wasn't it." She said, "We had a youth pastor who was a young man who became a leader in our church. And I noticed him, and I watched him with his wife. He even, when they were standing in line, he'd squeeze her, he'd hug her. Said, even in the sanctuary, they'd hug each other." She said, "I watched him." Said, "One day I was standing in the pastor's office and looked out, and he took his wife out in his only car in the parking lot, just one car. He went around, opened the door, helped her in, closed the door, went around. Nobody's looking. He did this. And Jay said, they didn't make the connection. He said, well, how does that fit in? He said, well, she said this. Said, our youth pastor's a man, isn't he? Yeah. That means not all men are like my father. Is that true? Yeah. Do you suppose that this youth pastor is a Christian? He said, yeah, I suppose so. She said, I want to be a Christian too. People are watching us. We get to be a hero that we may think nobody sees, but they're watching. May God help us to be that kind of hero to somebody. And to give praise to those who have been that for us. But the key is what? Fixing our eyes on Jesus and seeking to follow Him. Let's bow together. I'm going to ask you to think about that. Have you fixed your eyes on Jesus, or have you got your focus somewhere else? Is He your hero? Is He the number one in your life? Is Jesus really, really number one? If not, I ask you to give your heart and soul to Him. We're going to sing a hymn in a minute. And as we do, I ask you to rethink, do I have my eyes on Jesus, or where have I got my focus? Who's my hero? And if you don't know Jesus, I pray you let Him who loved you enough to die for you on a cross, who rose again, ascended to heaven, He's coming back someday, give your heart to Him. Thank you, Lord, for being here. Thank you for the way you use people in our lives and who bless us so wonderfully. Now, Lord, I pray that if there's one soul in this building who has never met you, may this be the day when they choose to receive Jesus and begin to know Him as a wonderful hero of life. Lord, for those of us who know you, search our hearts. Help us to think about where are we with you, and remember you're the number one in our life. And Lord, if there are things hindering that, may we bring them to you today, confess them to you, and let you change that to the better way. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.